Alkenes have a carbon-carbon double bond, of which one bond can be easily broken. As this bond is broken, two new bonding positions within the compound are created. This enables alkanes to undergo addition reaction with
hydrogen and halogens.
Okay, so with hydrogen, you go and do some hydrogenation.
Hydrogenation.
Which adds a hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
To the
hydrogen.
To the compound.
Alkene.
The alkene. Which makes it an alkane.
Which makes it an alkane.
In a reduction reaction.
In a reduction reaction.
It's an alkene plus a hydrogen atom.
And you need a nickel catalyst.
Yeah, and then it makes an alkane.
And it makes an alkane.
Which is cool. With a halogen, it's halogenation.
Halogenation.
Yeah. Which means halogens react with alkenes to produce dihalogeno compounds.
Try and say that after you've had a few.
Yeah. So, we should so do this. Okay, so...
Doesn't it upload, straight away?
Yeah, to the world.
Oh, crap.
No one's going to listen to us talking about alkenes.
No.
Okay, so that was 10.3.1 of the IB syllabus, chemistry, standard. Okay, moving on.
Ding dong.
10.3.2, describe using equations the reactions of symmetrical alkenes with hydrogen halides and water.
Alkenes...
Okay, you want to do something now, do you?
Alkenes have a carbon-carbon double bond, of which one bond, the pi bond...
No, I don't have to do that.
...which you don't need to know about, can be easily broken. As this bond is broken, two new bonding positions within the compound are created. This enables alkanes to undergo addition reaction with hydrogen halides and water.
Examples, hydrogen chloride and hydrogen bromide. For those losers that don't know what that is, a.k.a. me.
Go. You're going to be making this for yourself.
I know. Okay, so, Charlotte, you don't know these.
Hey, future Charlotte.
Oh, my God. I'll be listening to this on a bus somewhere laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Oh, I'm such a joker.
Hydrogen halides. Halides? Halides?
Halides? Halides?
Halides, whatever. React with alkenes to produce halogeno alkanes.
Halogeno alkanes.
These reactions are very rapid.
Yes.
Because the reactivity goes, you know.
Yes. HI, which is hydrogen iodide, is more reactive than hydrogen bromide, which is more reactive than hydrogen chloride.
Because the hydrogen halide bond weakens down group 7. So just imagine the little group 7, Sean. Do it right now.
And think of the electronegativity of each one.
No, don't do that because you don't know what that means.
Oh, okay.
No, I do know what that means.
Maybe
and then go down the group, and it gets easier to react as you go down the group.
20 seconds left. Okay.
Okay, what do we do? Water. The reaction between water turns the alkene into an alcohol.
Yes,
go.
But you need a sulfuric acid as a catalyst.
And it turns it into an alcohol. So it gives you a little O group.
So for example, if you had ethene and you added water to it, you would get ethanol with nothing else, just ethanol. But you have to use sulfuric acid as a catalyst. Bye!
Love you!